And there is grim news today from Iraq. The British contractor Kenneth Bigley, abducted by Islamist militants last month and held hostage, has been beheaded. Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair today expressed his utter revulsion at the barbaric nature of the killing.
I feel a strong sense, as I hope others do, that the actions of these people, whether in Iraq or elsewhere, should not prevail over people like Ken Bigley, who, after all, only wanted to make Iraq and the world a better place.
But Tony Blair has been heavily criticized for supporting the war in Iraq, and now he's coming under fire for his handling of Bigley's abduction and killing. Joining us now from London is the BBC's Paul Welsh. Thank you, Mr. Welsh, for talking with us.
Yes, okay.
Describe for us, please, the reaction there in Britain to the news from Baghdad.
I think people are stunned and upset, and the case of Ken Bigley has captured the hearts of most people across Britain, I think. The fact that his family have been so dignified, that his mother made such an emotional appeal for his life, that she, as a result of that and the stress, has been in and out of hospital a couple of times and is suffering quite badly. And just the sheer emotion of seeing Ken Bigley's personal appeal to the Prime Minister. There is actually little criticism, really, of the Prime Minister and the government and the way they've held this, other than from one of Ken Bigley's brothers, who is living in Holland, who said that the Prime Minister had Ken Bigley's blood on his hand. But the rest of the family in Liverpool have been much more supportive, saying when they announced Ken Bigley's death that they believed the government had done all they could. And it now transpires that there was a large team of British officials on the ground in Iraq trying to find some way to get Ken Bigley out without paying a ransom and without negotiating, and that there have been contacts with the militants now for, all of this week.
We have some tape from Philip Bigley, the brother who is in Liverpool, talking about the situation today.
The family here in Liverpool believe that our government did everything it possibly could to secure the release of Ken.
And Paul Welsh, tell us what you know. You mentioned a bit of this, about what sort of negotiating or contact there has been with the captors in Iraq.
The government are going out of their way to say it wasn't negotiation, but they said many times that although they wouldn't negotiate, they were willing to have contact and to talk to the militants who were holding Ken Bigley. The government were trying to persuade the militants, obviously, to let Ken Bigley go, saying, "You're demanding the release of female prisoners. We do not hold any female prisoners in Iraq. We cannot release any female prisoners." But the rebels kept making the same demand over and over again. No progress was made, and now, tragically, Ken Bigley is dead.
Yasser Arafat, the Palestinian leader, and Libya's President Muammar Gaddafi were among those who were pleading for his life. Why do you think they were not successful in the end?
I think that the fact that Ken Bigley has been alive for 3 weeks is simply down really to circumstance. If you remember, the two American hostages who were taken at the same time as Ken Bigley were both killed within that first week, one the day after the other. And Ken Bigley was under a sentence of death, as it were, to be killed the day after the second American hostage. In the time that passed, one of his brothers made a personal appeal to Tony Blair on the television. As a result, the hostage takers, I think, saw political capital in that, thought it would be a way of embarrassing Tony Blair, of making him squirm politically, and they strung it out. They persuaded Ken Bigley to make a personal appeal too. This was all at the time when the Labour government here was having its party political conference, and the big speech of Tony Blair at that conference came amidst all of this. So they were getting a lot of political capital out of it, and as long as they were getting that and all the publicity, it was in their interest to keep Ken Bigley alive.
Paul Welsh of the BBC talking with us from London. Thank you, sir.
That's okay. Thank you.